Showtime, everybody! Showtime!
Ready, men? Contact! Contact! We are on the air!
Guys, we're all here for the same reason. I cannot stress this enough. It's gonna get uncomfortable, it's gonna get crazy, it's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Good morning. It is the Joe and Alex Show, and holy crap, it's almost Friday. Yeah, today is Thursday, the 9th of May, 2019. Woo-wee! So glad that you are with us. Joe and Alex Show, you can find us to search for Twitter and Instagram at Joe and Alex Show. On Facebook, we like to use our station page because, I mean, come on, we can't do everything Joe and Alex Show. Just search for Radio Now, give it a like, and make sure you get into a lot of fights on there. No civil agreements on our Facebook page. I want to see fighting, and I want to see arguing, and I want to see people not getting along. We got a lot to get to this morning here on the Joe and Alex Show at 7:30, 6:30 Central. Ask Alex, is Renee's husband lying about who he really is?
This is wild.
Well, this is not good if there's lying. That's what they call deceitfulness, even though I can't say that word. Deceitfulness. There we go. I'm going to start talking like that all the time, Lib. I'm going to break it down. I'm like, multiple syllables is how I shall talk. Alex, how was your day yesterday?
It was good. It was really long. I had a hair done day, so I had to get my hair colored. That took like 3 hours.
Did you get your hair done?
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
Oh, it looks so good.
3 hours?
Yeah, because I get all over color and then balayage and all this stuff, so it takes a very, very, very long time. And then after that, I had more stuff going on with my case. I had a visit, so that was 3 hours. So like, just this week alone, so for a month total, they say our volunteer hours are like 6 to 8 hours a month. But this week alone, it's been like 8 hours.
Well, I would quit.
No, I like it. Like, it's not bad for me. Like, I'm enjoying it, so it's okay. But it's just been one of those weeks where, you know, for the last couple weeks, I haven't really had anything to do with it. But this week has just been a lot going on, so it's just been extra time. But I'm tired, but I feel good. I feel like I'm working on something after the show that's important, that matters.
Nothing like a little juice box can't fix right there.
Yeah.
Give me some Sunny D. Liv the Web Girl, how are you?
I'm good. I'm a little tired. It was one of my boyfriend's roommates, who just kind of become one of my friends. It was his birthday yesterday. So we went out and got dinner. Well, they got dinner. I just had like a beer. And just out later than I usually am on a weekday.
Look at you getting wild and crazy.
Yeah, wild, wild night.
I started saying no to those things, which I feel terrible, but I can't. We were supposed to go out with some friends on Tuesday night. It was just like dinner at like 7:30 or so. I'm like, no, because we probably won't be home till like 9:30, 10. So I'm good.
Oh,
I can't do that.
I say the same thing.
I want to. I really am so lonely. I'd love to go out and have friends. I can't live.
I know, but my thought process is I'm young. It's almost summer. I can sleep when I'm dead.
Well, okay. I hope you live for a long time, because I feel like I got a few more weeks left. Porkchop, how are you?
I am good. I caught up on my show. I've been binge watching 911 on Fox. And let me tell you, this mid part of season two, it's gotten so good. But I'm upset because I'm almost caught up to like on live TV. Because, like, right now they're on season 2, episode 18. And on my Hulu, I'm on season 2, episode 14.
Ooh.
So I hate that I'm going to have to wait, like, once a week now for my show to come out.
Yeah, that is the worst part with the binging part of TV shows. You're like, wait, what? There's no more?
I hate that.
I got to wait?
I know. And I don't even have cable. And my Hulu is going to expire here in, like, 10 days. And
not
I'm
if
not...
you don't cancel your account.
Well, true. Actually, wait a minute. Now that I've got the second job coming up.
You can actually have Netflix and Hulu.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
Wait, do you actually have Wi-Fi? What kind of
world
are we
living
in?
Do you
have a TV? I do. I've got a nice big TV.
There you go.
But I can't watch anything or stream anything on it, but it looks great.
I play Xbox once a month on it. How about you, Joe? How was your day?
Mine was good. I think the most interesting thing is maybe you're going to have to help me. You or Liv, but we got an email. We have a listener who sends us photos sometimes. I don't know if it's Photoshop or what they do. But who is this? Somebody Photoshopped. They said, word around town, Joe, is that you're trying to get skinny. or something like that, and they somehow photoshopped my head onto like a skinnier version of me. And it's funny, I need to find the photo, but dude, I have a photo where I was like, oh my god, that kind of looks like how I used to look when I was skinnier.
Oh my god,
what'd you think?
That photo, I love it. She photoshopped your head onto Jared from Subway.
Now, I don't like that.
Yeah,
see, I don't know. Put that on our Instagram story, at Joe and Alex Show, please, so people can
It's problematic.
Can go see that. Why?
It's funny.
It's Jared. I know. I'm just kidding.
Thanks, though. I hope you don't relate me to Jared Fogle. I mean, I used to love me some Subway till they fired me.
Yeah, someone just forwarded me the email, and I'll post it up to our Joe and Alex Show Instagram.
All right. We'll get on that this morning. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Britney Spears has been granted a restraining order against her ex-manager, Sam Lufty. Lufty must stay at least 200 yards away from Spears and her family and must not make any disparaging statements about her. He claims that he hasn't had communication with her since 2009 and says that he never bribed her mother but only offered financial assistance if she wanted to challenge the conservatorship in court. The restraining order comes after Spears and her family felt that Lufty was the reason behind her mental state. Justin Timberlake will be honored with the Contemporary Icon Award from the Songwriters Hall of Fame. The Songwriters Hall said the award is given to a songwriter artist who has attained an iconic status in pop culture. He will be the second person to receive the honor, joining Lady Gaga, who won it in 2015. Justin will receive the award during the Songwriters Hall of Fame induction ceremony on June 13th in New York. Tyra Banks made history 22 years ago as the first black woman to appear solo on the cover of Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue. She is back, though, on the cover for a third time this year. She's now 45, and she came out of retirement to be on the cover and also revealed that they replicated the same shoot as the first cover. On Good Morning America, she said, "I recreated the shoot 25 pounds heavier." I actually think she looks better in this shoot than she did in the 1997 one or whatever.
I have one thing to say to you. Kiss my fat ass.
Yeah, I'm about to.
A lot of people were excited about that yesterday. Ryan Reynolds doesn't think that you have to understand Pokemon to like his new movie Detective Pikachu.
I mean, I really like, if you took away the Pokemon stuff, the story still worked. And I was like, oh, that's great, you know? If you look at like movies like Field of Dreams, a lot of people say it's a great baseball movie, but it's not actually a movie about baseball at all. They use baseball to tell a story. So they did that with this, and they used the sort of Pokemon world and the fact that it's a worldwide phenomenon and a cultural phenomenon, and they sort of infused all of that into this really beautiful story.
For more garbage, go to JoeAndAlexShow.com.
We are the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and I hope that somebody here on the show knows how to do this. If not, guys, we need to go sign up for a class. This 9-year-old girl learned the Heimlich and saved her best friend the next day. A 9-year-old girl, her name is Shaylin, was at school last Wednesday, and her best friend, Kiara, started choking on a hot dog at lunch. She could not breathe, and her face started turning red, but then went blue, like she was not breathing. But luckily, Shaylin knew what to do because she'd learned the Heimlich maneuver one day earlier. These stories always amaze me because it's like, what if she would have went to the class the day before? Would her little friend not have made it? Would she have choked on that Oscar Mayer wiener?
What are the odds? That was clearly divine intervention.
And her parents being awesome because they signed her up for a course at their local rec center called Home Alone Safety. And one of the things she learned was to do something as somebody started choking was to do the Heimlich. And what she was told to do is immediately jump up, get behind that person, in this case, Kiara, do the Heimlich. They taught her how to do that, and it saved her best friend's life. She told the local news that she wasn't even nervous when her friend Kiara was choking because I knew what to do. I learned it the day before. Got up, bleh.
That's so smart. Yeah. I think that's great to get your kids, if they're around that age, into getting certified for CPR or Heimlich or whatever.
Do you, Alex, know how to do the Heimlich or CPR?
I don't anymore. I learned how to do it when I was maybe 12 years old because I went through an American Red Cross babysitting certification. They taught you how to do CPR, but I don't remember now.
What about you, Liv the Web Girl? You work with kids. I feel like you're required to know that stuff.
Yes, I'm certified in all of that stuff, CPR, Heimlich.
Have you ever had to use it?
No,
thank God. What about
thank
you?
God.
What about you, poor chop? I mean, you worked in a restaurant industry. People ever choke on a mozzarella stick?
Oh, I definitely feel like that would be important for people like in restaurants to know.
No, servers don't have to be certified in that. I was a volunteer firefighter for 5 years, so obviously for that I had to be.
Yeah.
But I think the certification only lasts, it's either like a year or two.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I think it's like a year and a half.
Do you remember how to do it?
Yeah, I do.
What do you do?
Wait, for the Heimlich?
Sure.
I believe you make like a fist. Well, first you got to go behind the person.
Okay, step one, go behind the person.
Right. And then wrap your arms around them like a bear hug.
Okay.
And then like make like a
I don't think you're supposed to clasp your hands.
No.
I don't think so.
This is really scary.
Well, I know
me
you
because...
go like, under their sternum.
Yeah, you
right?
go under.
Mm-hmm. Under the sternum. The sternum is this, you know, the hard metal plate in between your ribs. You go right under that.
Well, you don't sound super convincing,
yeah,
but
it's been
I,
like 5 years.
If I was on the brink of death, though, I think out of the show, I would still trust producer Porkchop the most with trying
what?
To save my life.
Why not?
Yeah, well, I guess it would be Porkchop, but I will say this, but it just so you guys know, if I'm laying on the floor, half dead, and it's up to producer Porkchop to give me mouth to mouth, just let me die, because I would rather that than have to smell his breath.
Yeah, I would second that one, too. We are the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. It's time for Joe's Need to Know News. This is just sad audio. I'm not trying to speak on anything. I honestly don't even care like what you think's the right or wrong thing. I mean, you can comment if you want, but my point is, it's insane. I remember being in high school. I graduated from 2004 in 2004, and I remember like Columbine High School. There's a shooting. I was like, oh my God, how could that happen? It's like, that's a one-off. It'll never happen again. But every day, it's like, even in the Need to Know News, I'm like, do I talk about this school shooting? Only 3 people died. Isn't that sad that we do that? But this audio I heard of this kid, his name's Nate Holly. He's a 12-year-old, I believe. And he was in the school. He wasn't actually in a room that got shot, where kids got shot, but he was in the same school, and that happened in on Denver, I believe, on Tuesday. And listen to him. He was on the news just talking about how he was ready to go out fighting, a 12-year-old.
They shot out the doors, and I heard the gunshots, and I just kind of froze. And then the siren came on, and the teacher had us hide behind her desk. And when the shooter got closer, she moved us into the closet, and they were right outside the door. I had my hand on the metal baseball bat just in case, because I was going to go down fighting if I was going to go down.
I don't know if I want to cry or just be incredibly pissed off that a 12-year-old has to think, if I got to go down fighting.
Terrifying.
I can't imagine. I can't. I got a little bro, Michael. I get to do the Big Brothers, Big Sisters program. And I know, Alex, you do a lot with CASA. You're around kids. And what do we think about that when we were 12?
I was not that brave at 12 years old. I'll tell you that.
Yeah. Liz's absolutely like, I'll hide not behind Joe. But it's just sad. I don't know. I don't have the answer, which maybe I'm part of the problem. I don't have an answer. But I just wish there was something that we wouldn't have to even have these conversations.
Right.
That's all I really have to say. Do you have anything you wanted to say to anybody else? I mean, that's pretty much all I had.
Yeah.
Okay. Just so sad. And that boy is just incredible.
All right. Well, let's change it up. Let's talk about a high schooler, but a dumb one, okay? How about a really dumb one? A Kentucky high schooler went to court to sue the Northern Kentucky Health Department after he was released from playing basketball because, well, he wasn't vaccinated against chickenpox. Now, I believe when I was reading this article more in depth, he's a Catholic, but he's really ultra-Catholic or some like to the extreme that they believe that the vaccinations for chickenpox, I think it was taken from like a aborted fetus, like the stem cell, like way back in the day. So obviously they're against abortion.
Okay, got it.
So they're
it.
Against this.
That's interesting. I don't think I knew that.
I never even heard of that before. Either. But that when I was reading this article, I'm like, okay. I mean, I guess I get it, but it's like it's also modern medicine that'll help you from things.
And it's the Catholic school that is mad?
Well, they had a thing saying because they were having a really bad outbreak of chickenpox.
That'll
Alex.
Be interesting in court.
Well, here's what happened. It already did. What went down was he wasn't vaccinated, so they kicked him off the team. And for nearly 2 months at this Northern High School, the Northern Kentucky Health Department issued a thing saying that, hey, the chickenpox are so bad that you can't like come to school and you can't play basketball until you get vaccinated. His family's like, no, we have a religious belief. We're not going to do it. Well, guess what he had this past week?
Chickenpox.
He has chickenpox, so he'll be able to come back
what
to school in a
school?
Week. Oh, I'm gonna have to look up more into it. No, it's a Kentucky high school, Northern Kentucky.
That's literally where I'm from.
Well, that
I'll
makes
look
a lot
it up
of sense.
On my own time.
Yeah, he. let's see here. He came down the illness, and he says he's fine. He's just a little itchy. I mean, I get the religious thing, but God, like people. Anything
yeah, I
against
was vaccinated.
Vaccine,
so
I think you're so stupid.
I never
you
had chickenpox.
Joe?
Yes.
You were for chickenpox? I felt like it didn't come out until...
I'm pretty sure. Like, my mom was a nurse, so I have things that I don't even think I need to be shot into me that I did.
Because none of my sisters... I was
here,
vaccinated, but 3 of my sisters weren't, because I guess, like, it wasn't out yet or something.
Okay.
And so I never got chickenpox, but all 3 of my sisters did.
But did you get the shot, though, the little vaccination?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I got the vaccination.
Yeah, that's no fun. All right, now this is something We're going to talk about this later on the show. Okay, I'll tell you that for sure. If you can't be here, check out the podcast to search for the Joe and Alex Show. But this person would be a hero. Some would call me a hero too because I've been standing up to unfair treatment here at work, and this person did it in their city, in Philadelphia. Somebody that's unknown wanted to call attention to the city's pothole problem that needed to be fixed. After going on an extended period of time with no repair, they spray painted a large wiener next to this giant pothole. The next day, a city worker covered up the graffiti, and yesterday the city promised that they would do something. Here's some local citizens kind of throwing in their two cents.
So you can make out what that is right there, right?
Yeah, it's a hard to miss.
I feel like it's ridiculous. It's horrible. I mean, I understand, you know, that we needed.
Did you see it here? She said ridiculous. That's kind of funny. Just throwing that.
Oh, yeah. The streets need to be fixed, but this right here don't make no sense.
I think it's ridiculous that the city, you know, it's the only time you get them to respond.
And that's the thing. Obviously, you don't draw wieners out there. That's not appropriate. What are you going to do?
It's genius.
Sometimes a squeaky wheel gets the grease. We'll
it's
talk
a power
about that.
Move.
Yeah,
it is.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm going to do around here if we don't get these thermostats fixed? Start drawing D's everywhere. I'm going to start throwing. Well, actually, now everybody knows my plan. I would never do that. All right, Walmart, they're going to raise the age to purchase tobacco products to 21 in its stores starting July 1st. The retail giant will also discontinue the sale of fruit and dessert-flavored e-cigarettes. The move comes as the regulations are happening in the industry and political pressure to curb a surge in teenage use of e-cigarettes. How do you feel about that? I think smoking's stupid. Just like me being morbidly obese and eating junk food, like I do it. I'm not saying I don't, but I know it's killing me. I've lost years. I'll never get back because of how overweight I am.
Uh-huh.
But isn't that my choice? But then you bring in the insurance, like I'm sure I jack up rates. I guess I can see your up counterpoint to that. But if you want to be 18 and smoke and you want to be stupid, don't you have the right to be dumb and smoke and get lung cancer?
Well, what we need to do is criminalize cigarettes and decriminalize marijuana.
Hell
that's
yeah.
What I think.
Light it up, choke it up.
That's absolutely what I think.
I think everything should be decriminalized.
Why do we need to criminalize cigarettes?
It's absolutely terrible for you.
Okay.
It has way worse effects on the human body
than marijuana
does.
Yeah, I mean, anything in your body is not good, though.
And also, if we're comparing, like, cigarettes and marijuana, like, I don't, like, why does it have to be one or the other?
Because I think cigarettes are terrible. Like tobacco is terrible for you.
Yeah, but I mean, alcohol is also bad, too. It kills people from drinking and driving,
that
ruins your liver. I mean,
it doesn't make sense to me.
Aren't illegal.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense to me that alcohol is legal and marijuana isn't. I don't get that.
I think it all should be legal. Let me do my thing. Let me have my rights. If I want to be a drunk idiot, let me be a drunk idiot. As long as I don't run into the back of your Jeep from Champion Crest or Jeep Dodge Ram that you parked out on the street and then somebody totaled. Is that a personal story? My bad.
I was going to say, isn't it illegal because it impairs you?
But
cigarettes don't.
Right. Cigarettes don't. So I think
the debate is like one, you know, like one beer is not going to impair me. But Alex, watch out. Like when you take a hit of weed, I guess I can automatically, I don't know.
You guess, or you're talking from experience?
I really don't. I mean, does just one hit do something?
Yes.
Okay. Then
you're talking from experience?
Yes. I literally told you guys a million times I used to eat the roach in high school.
I just wanted to hear you admit that again. Hey man, no, throw that away. I'll eat that. I'm hungry.
Not all the time. A few times in my life.
I feel like it was every time. Now you're just covering it up. We're going to call you. It's the Joan Roach Show. All right. Sports. The Warriors beat the Rockets 104-99 last night. Boo! Game 6. Rockets got to win that one.
I'm nervous.
Tomorrow night in H-Town.
I've been very confident this whole time. I'm starting to sweat.
The series, the home team wins. So maybe the Rockets can win it game 6.
I don't know. Also, the Celtics lost. Last night, they're out.
Yeah, suck it, Boston.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not very surprised. Mm-hmm. Kyrie is not he has not seemed like he's cared at all, which makes me think he's going to the Knicks.
No, I don't even know what she's talking about. I don't know a lot about sports, but okay.
Kyrie, there's a lot of rumors that Kyrie and KD are going to be going to the Knicks.
Ooh, all right.
That's all you need to know.
That's Joe's Need to Know News here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Oops, my boob popped out. All right, now that's not me. My moobs are fine, but my wife Lindsay's going to kill me. That's why I do these things before she gets up in the morning. 833-JOE-ALEX. I want to know, when did your boob pop out? Straight up. I mean, I really don't want to hear, like, you know, ding-dong stories, but what happened, ladies, where something came undone? My wife was doing some boxing. We do this thing, a title boxing club, and it's where they have classes, and it's about 45 minutes to an hour. They have, like, the boxing, and then you have a cool down, and you just punch the bag. You know, you're not fighting somebody, but you punch the boxing bag, And I didn't go because I have a pinched nerve still on my back, but she was there, and she said she was like halfway through it. She was really getting into this combo. She's like, jab, cross, cross, hook. And like when she hooked, I think she hooked her boob or something because her sports bra came undone.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Poor Lindsay. I was like, dang, girl. I like your stuff, but I didn't realize. Have either one of you had that happen? I don't know if that means you have to be like really big chested for that to happen.
Probably not.
But her boob, she's like, it was so embarrassing. She said somebody in the class had to have seen it. She's like, I'm never going back again. I'm like, you have to go back.
I don't think I could go back.
No, I don't think I could go back after that. I don't blame her.
833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539 is the number. If you have an incident where, oops, my boob popped out, we'd love to hear from you.
Well, what about Janet Jackson in that Super Bowl? What year was that?
She's got the ultimate oop.
That was on purpose. That was on purpose between her and Justin Timberlake. I'm not just going to make her be in trouble. You think that was an accidental boob pop?
I think
he
really
ripped
was an
it on purpose, Liv.
I don't know. I really think it was an accident. I really do, because I think the network lost a lot of money from that.
Yeah, but my point is, like, the network didn't know about it, but like Janet and Justin,
but, like,
I think did it on purpose.
What would they have to gain from that? They were already performing at the Super Bowl.
Because we still
just
talk
the shock
about
value.
It.
Value.
We still talk about
an iconic
it.
Pop culture moment.
You think it was planned?
Yeah.
Maybe
that's why she. That's why that thing was easily removable, that little cutout around her boob.
And
that makes
Liv,
sense.
If you listen to the words of the song, I'm going to have you naked by the
end
of
this
song.
Boob!
I was in fourth grade when this happened. I watched it live, and I was like, oh my God! It was the craziest thing I had ever seen in my entire life.
I was in high school. My mom like had to like shield my eyes.
I was with my mom breastfeeding at the time, and I was still like, whoa, what is this? Jessica, hey, you're on the Joe and Alex show. Oops, my boob popped out. What happened?
Good morning.
Hey.
So I was working out at the gym with my personal trainer. I had lost a little bit of weight, and my sports bra zipped in the front, and as I'm working out and both arms went out to the side, my sports bra come undone, popped right open, but it wasn't one. It was both.
Oh, hold on. Oops, my boobs. Wow, is it a male or female trainer?
Oh, he was a male.
Was he like an attractive guy? Not saying you had a thing for him, but was he good looking?
I mean, he was cute, but I just kind of, and took off running.
Okay.
I didn't know what to do.
Did you, so I was going to say you didn't finish like your set?
Oh, God, no. When it popped open, I mean, it popped open with so much force. It was like, I don't, yeah.
That's
it was crazy.
Did you not have a shirt on over top of it?
Well, I had, I think I was wearing like a white tank top.
Oh,
which was
man.
Pretty well cut.
Yep.
And it was raining. It was raining that day. Yeah, it was like a wet T-shirt contest in there. Well, Jessica, hopefully my wife will hear this and not feel so bad, because she said she's never going back there. So I don't see
it. Did
the
you
big
go
deals.
Back?
Well, I haven't been back in a few weeks because I've hurt my back, but I'll go
no,
back.
No, but this lady.
Oh, we just lost her right there.
Oh,
so
I don't. Think
I would assume
I would have
she
come,
would never
go back.
Have.
I would be so mortified.
You work at a gym, Liv. I mean, you work out all the time out of anybody on the show. Liv, the web girl, is always into fitness, but also she works with the kids at the daycare that are at the gym. But you've had to see some stuff happen, right? Or no? You've never seen anybody have like a problem there where something popped out?
The only thing is that I used to take like a yoga class as like a cool down.
Yeah.
And the instructor would wear the tightest shorts. And you could see his berries.
Oh, my gosh.
Sometimes.
Well, okay.
I don't understand. And I also don't understand the whole thing where, like, on purpose, women are, like, showing off their cheese nips. Lizzo, the rapper and singer, yesterday posted a picture of her completely naked in the bathroom, barely doing a hand bra. One of her boobs you could totally see through her hand. And it's like, but why?
There's so many celebrities that wear just, like, sheer shirts with nothing underneath.
I hate that trend. It's just gross to me. And I remember being on a flight maybe a year or so ago, and this woman was breastfeeding, which I don't have a problem with, but I thought it was bizarre. She was breastfeeding completely topless, completely shirtless, walking up and down the aisle.
It's being comfortable. Like, for me, I don't breastfeed, but like when I go to the bathroom, I take off all my clothes.
One of her boobs was just out as she was breastfeeding. She didn't have a shirt on or anything, like nothing.
Were they nice?
Completely naked from her jeans up, completely, walking up and down the plane aisle as we're flying.
Maybe she was wondering if anybody else had a baby. She was like, hey, I got some milk.
I couldn't believe no one said anything. I think everyone was too scared.
I think that's the weirdest thing is that no one said anything.
No one said anything.
It's a boob.
No, I know it's a boob, but like for how triggered like our culture gets, like that's weird that no one said a single word.
In the row in front of me, there were small children. Like there was like probably like a 7-year-old girl sitting in front of me right there on the aisles. This woman's walking up and down.
I'm like, one day you'll be a woman and you will have these too. All right, well, if you got a story, photos you don't need to share, but you could always tweet us at Joe and Alex Show. And oops, my boob popped out. We're the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. I would like you to call in for this specific conversation. If you work in the medical field, you can back it up. And the other thing I'd like you to call in for is if you actually have what Alex has, if you kind of are similar to her. Because yesterday on the show, I don't even remember, honestly, I don't, how it came up, but we were talking about
poopy-doo-scoop.
Just like going to the bathroom, you know what I mean? Do you guys remember how this happened?
I don't remember. Remember how it came up.
And I'm not trying to be gross, and I know we talk about some stuff that like I'm too guyish, but how about this? How often should a healthy person poop per day? This came up yesterday in my news feed, so thank you, Big Brother, for listening. Here's what we know. The minimum and the max you should poop per day, everybody should go at least one time per day. However, it's normal to have up to 3 movements a day, one after each meal.
Wow.
Now, Liv, you were
I thought it took longer for food to go through you.
Well, some people are different.
It takes minutes?
And this is one article that I read through, and there's a lot of information I try to break down. Now, if you're not going enough, if you're having a bowel movement every other day or less frequently, and it maybe causes pain, like, do you have pain, Alex?
No.
Okay, real quick, if people are listening, how often do you usually, you know...
Maybe 3 times a month, like once a week.
Sloths go to the bathroom more than Alex does.
It still blows my mind.
It does. That sounds painful.
This is not recent. This is my entire life. I barely ever go number two.
And Alex is like smaller. She's skinnier. So I'm wondering whether you're a bigger woman, smaller woman, or a man. Does anybody go to the bathroom like, let's just say it's once a week. She goes 4 times a month. Let's go crazy.
Yeah, let's say once a week.
Does anybody actually do that? 833-JOE-ALEX. What's up, Liv?
I'm pretty sure my mom does. My mom would never in her life call in to share that. Scoop. And she's probably freaking out that I even said that. But my mom.
Now, do you feel fine, Alex? Because this person in this article said there's a big problem with you only going once a week.
No, that's why I don't think it is a problem, because I feel normal, and this has always been normal for me.
The problem with not pooping enough, for one, your stuff remains in your intestines. Your body will actually start to reabsorb and recirculate those things that should have been gotten rid of, like the toxins that are, you know, excreted out, and hormones, possibly leading to hormonal imbalances, fatigue, and brain fog. It could also cause hemorrhoids. That are painful.
Ew,
that's interesting.
Poopy-doo-scoop.
Yeah. So how do you fix this? Drink more water, increase your fiber intake from sources like leafy greens. That'll never happen with Alex.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's 100%. I know why it is. It's because I don't eat enough fiber.
Now, if you're going too much diarrhea, Liv, you had this the other day because of the food you ate, that could be a reason. You could have an acute illness. I don't think that's your case. It's just you're allergic to everything, Liv. So
I'm not allergic. I have an intolerance to it, because allergic, you die. I'm not going to die. It's just not going to be pleasant.
It sounds like you're dying in the bathroom when you're in there. Oh, God.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes it's real bad.
Okay.
Maybe I need more fiber.
Yeah, I don't think it would hurt. I don't think you'd have too much fiber. Now, what should the healthy stuff look like? That's another question, okay? Not to get too in there, but...
Oh, my God.
No, hold on. Just let's speak of the shape.
You better be careful.
I am. They're saying that, you know, if it's like a little rabbit, you know, pebbles everywhere, not good. If it looks like a pipe, like a plumber, that's good.
Okay.
Okay, plumber, pipe, good.
Rabbit.
Kibbles, bad.
Now, Alex, when you do...
I'm not answering this question.
Why?
It just depends on what I've eaten recently. It's all over the board.
In general,
It's never consistent.
That's not good.
It's never consistent. It depends on what I've been eating.
So one time, my sister had me check it out, you know, after she did her business.
She couldn't look down herself?
Have you guys ever had Cocoa Puffs?
Yeah, like a rabbit.
Or no, not Cocoa Puffs. The Reese's.
Yes.
Reese's Cocoa Puffs.
Oranges?
No, they're like chocolate and like a lighter brown.
Peanut butter.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. Oh my, it looked like she dumped it into the toilet.
Oh my God.
That's not good. Ryan's on the Joe and Alex Show. Hey, Ryan, you're talking about your wife. She's similar to Alex? Well, like, what's her story?
Yeah, good morning. She's just like Alex. I always say there's something wrong with her plumbing because, she eats like a normal person, but where does it go? Like, she never goes to the bathroom, ever.
Maybe she does, but she just doesn't want to tell you.
Yeah, does she hide it?
No, not at all. We're very open with one another, and for example, like, we go on cruises, so I don't know if you've ever been on a cruise, but the room's very small, it's very personable.
Yes.
Been on a cruise, a week cruise, and never saw her go to the bathroom. Never saw her.
That is not good. That is not good. I'm disappointed that nobody medically could call in and let us know. But Ryan, I'm glad to. Well, I'm not, because I'm worried about your wife, too.
I'm the same way. I'm the exact same way as her.
You have no concern, though? You're not worried at all?
No, because it's normal for me.
That's how she's always been, and she doesn't have any discomfort.
But it's not normal for a human.
Well, maybe
there's always exceptions to the rule. There's always going to be a minority in something.
She is a reptilian shapeshifter.
That's it.
We finally discovered it.
I just think I know why she's so crabby, because you're constipated all the time. Just take care of that.
Boopity-scoop. Scoop-dee-dee-whoop.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Once it was announced that Olivia Culpo was single, if you don't know who she is, she's like Instagram famous model. She was something. Miss America, Miss USA, I don't know what it was.
Miss
she was
Damn!
Something. Anyway, you know her from Instagram, but she was recently dating Danny Amendola, who you might know, the famous NFL player. And when they broke up, she kind of talked about how a bunch of famous dudes were sliding into her DMs.
Nothing irks me more than when someone slides in my DMs. First of all, that's my number one red flag that I'm never going to date you.
Thank
God. Second of all, if you have a girlfriend or a wife and you are sliding in my DMs, I am going to put you on blast. I really want to like screen cap all of them and just be like, hey, all of you guys, tell your wives that they need to leave.
And we're talking about, like, sometimes famous people, correct?
Very famous.
Yeah, for sure. And I'm just like, I'm offended that you think that I would even take the bait.
Wait, does that mean, like, sliding into a DM like, hey, you want to hook up? Or just like, hi, Olivia, I'm Joe.
Sliding into your DMs, you know what their intentions are.
Okay. Because I talk to females, but I'm not like, hey, yo.
Like, well, what are you saying when you slide in?
I'm like, hey, if my wife was to happen to die. No, I'm just kidding. No, I'm kidding. No, when I talk to people, I'm like, hey, what's up? Like, would you like to grab a coffee sometime and just, like, you know,
yeah,
talk?
That's sliding into your DMs.
That is not, though.
Yeah. Liv, is that sliding into DMs? If a guy slides in and says, you want to go get a coffee sometime and talk?
I explain why. I'm not giving you my whole spiel.
I mean, yeah, I would still consider that sliding into DMs.
Oh, you women hold women back so much.
I mean, no, I'm just saying. I consider
like, that's
that.
What a girl would that's... think if a guy said that.
And you are technically sliding
like a robot?
Into their DMs.
Of course, but there's a difference between like, hey, I'd like to hook up with you or you want to bone.
I think replying to someone's story of like, oh my gosh, that's so funny, is less sliding into someone's DMs than asking someone to go get coffee.
But it's still a move.
That's shady, though. That's really shady. Like, you're trying to make it like a secret way to enter. Like a Trojan horse.
I mean, I'm just telling you what
All
I
right.
think.
All right. You too. I don't know what to say.
On Jimmy Kimmel last night, Rebel Wilson was on, and she talked about why she needed a new bra for the appearance.
Because when you've got, like, a super big night, you want a fresh bra. Because if you wear it and you wash it a bit, it's like one might be awake, one might be asleep situation.
She also talked about her mom being her toughest critic.
But what about your mom?
She kind of judges on how pretty the characters are. So if my character's, like, really pretty, she'll be like, I love that movie.
Oh, I gotcha.
If I've got, like, my gut hanging out or you see some pubic hair or something in the movie, she'll be like, nah, I don't really like that one.
And Billy Bush has a TV hosting gig nearly 3 years after he was fired from the Today Show following his lewd audio tape scandal. He will be the anchor of a new show called Extra Extra. It's going to be syndicated and is going to debut in fall 2019 when Extra moves to the Fox Network. He was axed from the NBC Morning Show in 2016 following the release of an audio recording in which he was overheard making lewd remarks about women with Donald Trump. And Queen Latifah says her karaoke song is, I'll let her tell you.
I think it would have to be some Bon Jovi. Shout to the heart, you're to blame. You give love a bad name, bad name.
Oh, Porkchop's so excited. Porkchop loves him some Bon Jovi.
Do you really?
Yeah,
oh my God. I hate Bon Jovi.
We were in the car, like, going to a Book Buddies a week or two ago. I was like, no, turn that up.
Oh, my gosh.
Shot through the heart!
I love, so fun fact, I love, like, 80s hair metal and stuff like that, but Bon Jovi is one group I cannot stand. Never liked them. Hate the music.
She probably would call that butt rock, too. Like, Alex thinks she knows music, but she'll listen
to no
music. No,
it's not butt rock. It isn't butt rock, but, like, I hate Living on a Prayer. Like, I just have never liked
them. It's a religious song. What else do you want?
Coming up in less than an hour, are Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth trying to have a baby?
For more garbage, go to JoeAndAlexShow.com.
Ask Alex. You got a question? We certainly will try to help answer it. You can email us, joeandalexshow@gmail.com, or if you want to do a direct message, you can do that. Just Instagram us, @joeandalexshow, slide in there. Or You can also hit us up on Facebook. Just make sure you give us a like, search for Radio Now. And, you know, we'll try to figure out what we can do to help you. This morning, we are talking to Renee. Hey, Renee, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What's your question for Alex?
Hi, how are you?
Good.
So I'm my husband. We've been married for about 2 years now, and we met at a bar. And he had told me at the bar that he had just moved here from England for work, and, you know, so we hit it off. And fast forward, we fell in love, we got married, and now we've been married for 2 years. And so I've never met his family because they live in England, and neither of us have, you know, been able to afford to fly to visit or any of that stuff. So, you know, he talks about, you know, himself, you know, being a child in England, and he.
Hey, Renee, can you do me a favor? Quit moving around and talk directly in your phone. We're trying to help you out. We're having a hard time hearing you. You're cutting in and out.
Oh,
no, go
ahead. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, there you go, Renee. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. So, anyway, so he's very, very British. You know, he's got a thick accent. And we've been married for 2 years, but the other morning we were having like a lazy Saturday, and you know, so he was half asleep, and he started talking completely American, no accent whatsoever.
Ooh, that's kind of weird. So
yeah, and it totally freaked me out, you know. And he has like zero accent, and I said, "What happened to your accent?" And he immediately started talking in it again and was like, "Oh, that's so weird. I must have been half asleep." And he laughed it off.
Oh, my gosh.
What are you so dramatic? Hold on. What is oh, my gosh about? So
that's
his voice
weird.
Sounded a little bit different when he was like kind of.
No, like a little bit like different, Renee, or completely different, like straight up like me and you, like completely American English accent.
Yeah, completely American. Like, it freaked me out how American it sounded. Like, he wasn't even trying, you know?
It would freak me out if he, like, normally talked British, and he's like, "Might not go for some taters."
No,
like,
Southern that accent.
That's my point. But if you, it's, okay, I think you're both being dramatic, but continue. What's going on?
Well, I mean, so, again, you know, he had the accent slip up, and then I haven't met his family. I mean, this completely freaked me out. So I've been thinking, you know, could my husband be lying to me about who he really is?
Yes.
You know? Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
Yes, he could. Because, let me tell you, Renee, you did not run a background check on him before you married him. Ladies, run a background check on every guy before you go out with them.
That sounds like love. That's
my
love.
My friend ran a background check on a guy mid-makeout at the club for me. Him and I making out. She slips his license out of his freaking wallet in his back pocket, runs a background check right there in the club. Found out he's got 9 felonies. Called him hot felon. You married this guy. He tells you he's from the UK, but that is the number one red flag. I feel like when a guy is weirdly doesn't take you around his family and stuff like that, and
Renee,
there's always an excuse.
Take it from Alex. She's a relationship expert, so whatever she says goes. Trust me. Whatever she says has to be
actually, I will say this. My personal dating life is always an absolute crap show, but I have successfully matched and set up like 3 different people, and they've all married who I've set them up with. I'm very good at giving advice to other people.
Did you also do background check for them? Was that complimentary?
Yes, all my friends and I, we run background checks. Always. Renee, I'm telling you, I think that it is possible that he could be lying about who he is.
833, hold on a second, Renee. 833-JOE-ALEX is our number. That's 833-563-2539. Do you think that Renee's husband, because he didn't talk super British-y, or whatever you would say, when he was sleeping...
No, he was waking up.
Waking up. Yeah, you know, in that weird state of wakingness and asleep, that he sounded American compared to like having a British accent. Now I get it that he hasn't went and seen the family, but she said money's tight. She knows the finances.
But okay, the wedding, they're married. Obviously, they had a wedding. I would think that Alex was being dramatic.
Yeah, she
is. As always. No, I'm just kidding. But. Until I heard that they're married and she still didn't meet them, like, you go to your son's wedding.
That's not the case for everybody. A lot of people can't, like, the family doesn't go there, too. I mean, you're saying, yeah, in a normal situation, but some things, first of all, if you're on the Joe and Alex Show, they're not even there. No, oh, how about this? Have you seen them at all face-to-face? Is there any way that you've had contact somehow?
FaceTime?
Like, know that they're a real person, that they're alive?
No, we haven't really seen them face-to-face. Like, he talks to them on the phone, he says.
Have you seen pictures? Have you seen pictures of them?
Yeah, well, he's got pictures, but I guess, like, even that could be fabricated, right?
Yeah, it could be friggin' stock photos,
Renee,
from Google Images.
You're falling into Alex's trap. You're already questioning things. What's next, a divorce?
Listen, Renee, I'm telling you, this is weird to me. I definitely think it's sketchy.
833-JOE-ALEX. Renee, hang on. We're going to get to some calls next and see what people think about this. I think this is a big overreaction. Surprise, surprise. That's the first here on the Joe and Alex Show. We'll be right back. Hang on. Well, this is getting weird. I mean, is that anything new here on the Joe and Alex Show? We're talking to Renee here for Ask Alex. Her husband's British. They've been married for a couple of years now. She's never met the family. For whatever reason, they haven't been able to see the family. Like at the wedding, they weren't there. They've never been able to fly over
They've never
and visit.
FaceTimed, talked on the phone. She's only seen pictures.
Calm down. Here we go. You go into these rabbit holes. That being said, her husband was sleeping, and then I guess he was waking up, kind of that groggy state, and instead of talking with like a little British accent, like that what he normally has, he kind of sounded American, so take that for what you will. It just didn't sound like it usually was him. And is he faking who he is? Is this totally not who she thought she married? Am I missing the question?
No. Let me tell you something,
okay,
though.
Okay, exactly.
While we were on break, she asked Renee on the phone when we were on the song what his full name is. So I tried to run a background check on this guy. Renee, the results were unfounded. Like, could not find any record of anyone with that name.
Oh, my God.
You sure you took the name down correctly? That's
yes.
That's really quick to
yes,
do that.
I double-checked with her, yes. And there is nothing. He could be lying about everything. This could be a Dirty John situation. If anyone has ever listened to the podcast or watched that show on Bravo. Yeah, he is like a crazy con artist. And this guy could be lying about everything. He could be stealing money from you. Who knows?
You're another person, Renee, I feel like, and God, I love you. I feel like you're another person that listens to the show and you hear what Alex says and you get brainwashed. You're like, oh, it can't be that he just had one little weird incident. He must be a secret person.
There's not one weird incident, though. The hiding the family.
Yes, it is. How is he always hiding
his name isn't popping up on background check.
Okay. First of all, creepy you're doing a background check. The photo. There's photos of the family. He's in another country. He's not in another state. He's across an ocean.
Renee, have you asked to, like, meet his family over FaceTime?
Not really over FaceTime because he says that they don't have phones that do that.
That's a lie. This is classic.
No. My wife's got a phone.
Where are Neven Max? He is lying. Anyone in 2019 has a phone. This is insane. In 2019, everyone has a phone that can FaceTime. Are you joking me?
Joe, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What's up, man? What did you want to say?
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I was in high school, and I had this chick. She like woke me up when I was in the middle of sleep, and she was like, "Are you okay?" And I was like, "Yeah, I'm fine." She's like, "Are you sure?" And I was like, "Well, yeah." And she was like, "Cause you're speaking German."
What? Do you know how to speak German?
No, I have no idea how to speak German.
You might have seen a movie or something.
How does she know you weren't just gibberish sleep talking? Does she speak German?
Yeah, she was in German class in high school.
Oh my gosh.
Now wait, were you
so
like,
that's so dramatic, but the other one's not okay.
Were you speaking English but like with a German accent, yeah? Or were you actually like or were you actually speaking German?
No, she told me I was speaking like fluent sentences in German and I was like, "You gotta be kidding me." And she was like, "No, you were just speaking German."
What? Do you remember what she said you were saying?
I think I was saying something like you had a nice hat or something like that.
You have a
I don't
nice
remember,
hat.
But yeah.
Who has a nice hat? Wasn't me. I don't wear hats. Blah, blah, blah. Guten Tag. All right, Joe, man. Thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show.
Robert just commented on Facebook and said, Alex is an attention seeker. Like,
yes.
Realistically, who in their right mind would actually do a background check on someone you're dating? Who in your right mind wouldn't do a background check on someone new that you just met and are started dating? Are you insane? Listen, this is why people are getting killed out here, y'all.
Who's getting killed out here, y'all?
Anyone. This is why girls get in, go on Tinder dates with people they don't check out. They don't verify anything. Like, of course you background check. There is nothing. You know what? You do life-saving things, and then you apologize later. You keep yourself alive, then you apologize later. If you're wrong and they get offended by that, okay, great, sorry, but at least you're alive.
So, like, you're wrong about this. When are you going to apologize to Renee's husband?
I will say, in 2019, with how much online dating there is,
I don't think background checks are crazy because you literally don't know this person.
I'm not either,
from
Liv.
Anything. These are random people that is just like an internet site.
Liv,
anyone can
I'm
get on.
I'm not saying that's it though, but like the fact that you're so like CSI on it immediately, it's like, let it breathe.
He's
give
like,
it a
okay,
second.
This, now this guy is saying, who God. Wants to start a relationship knowing everything about the other person? Talk about boring. No wonder her relationships keep failing. That, first of all, that is just absolutely not even close to being true.
Hold on a second.
You, when you do a background check on somebody before you go out with them, it doesn't tell you everything about their life. You're knowing if they have a criminal history. That's it.
Andy, you're on the Joe and Alex show, and you think this might be a scam.
Yes, so I work for a bank, and we see it all the time when either spouses get together or they're dating a boyfriend, especially from overseas. And they try to meet the family, and they say, oh, their cell phones don't work, or this particular thing doesn't work for this cell phone. It's a sweetheart scam. I mean, it happens all the time. It's sad, but it does.
A sweetheart scam.
But does a sweetheart scam last this long, Andy?
Oh, God, yeah. Some last like 3-4 decades even, because people just believe the other person. They're just so good at what they do.
Holy guacamole.
Go ahead.
Sorry.
I just, like that, you're a dumbass if it goes on for 30 or 40 years, like that long. Like that, there's no way, like by then you'd know. I think, but one slip up, that means that they're sweetheart scamming somebody. I just don't see that.
We got a comment also from Bree. She said, I had a professor tell us he pretended to be British, or that he was British for an entire year to a girl in college. When he finally came clean, she punched him and broke up with him.
Ow, that had to feel wonderful.
Someone else said, when in a deep sleep or state of REM sleep, a person can do things out of the norm. It isn't common, but yet it isn't uncommon. They said you've heard of people sleep eating, people who have sleep sex, people who have violent outbursts when they sleep. There's no difference between someone talking gibberish, kind of like that one guy that called and said he was speaking German.
Megan, we'll wrap things up with you here on the Joe and Alex Show. Everything else can be on our social media or on Facebook. What did you want to say?
I actually got scammed by a guy that I was dating. And he claimed he was Romanian, very sweet, was like a wonderful guy. And then I found out through a background check, because I had been dating him for a year, that he was a scam artist and that he was from America. And that basically he was stealing my money and he was stealing hundreds of other girls' money. He was like engaged to 3 other women and I didn't even know. And I ran a background check stupidly after a year of dating this guy.
So I'm not crazy then?
No.
Yeah. Was this guy someone that you met online and then went out with, or did you guys meet in real life?
We met in real life. Like, I was in college studying, I was studying a really stupid major, and I ended up dropping it, which was archaeology. And I found him to be, like, a really, you know, wonderful person. Like, I didn't see anything until I noticed that money was being taken out of my account for
yeah.
no reason.
He must have been an easy target.
He got a hold of my credit card.
He's like, what are you studying? She's like, archaeology. He's like, oh, I got this one in the bag. This one's a real easy one. I'm just kidding.
You need to hire, this is my advice, you need to hire a private investigator to investigate your husband so that you can sleep at night. Until then, sleep with one eye open, baby.
Oh, real? Okay, yeah, that's what you need to do. Don't go to bed. Ah! Do we have?
I mean, that's you don't think I should confront him about it?
No, because if he is a dangerous, crazy person, if he knows you're on to him, yeah, he could.
He'll cut you up into pieces.
We need to just verify. Hopefully, everything is fine and it really was a fluke, weird sleep talk thing. But if it is not, and this entire thing has been a scam, you have to be careful and you need to seek an attorney and stuff on the low without him knowing and get all your ducks in a row before you announce that you're divorcing him, because he could be dangerous. You don't know. Watch Dirty John. Find it on freaking Amazon Prime Video or whatever. That show's amazing, and you will learn all about this.
I mean, what if Renee, he was afraid to admit it, but oh, sorry, that was the wrong song. I thought I had the royal music. I was gonna be like, wait a minute, maybe he's a royal person.
Who knows?
All
who
right.
knows?
That's Ask Alex here on the Joe and Alex Show. Would you like to be on next week? All you gotta do is email us, joeandalexshow@gmail.com. There comes a time where you have to stand your ground, even if it's unpopular, even if it might make you look like a bad person and people might talk about you for the rest of your life in a negative light, you've got to do what is right. And that's exactly what I did the other day. Hey, it's the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now. I would love you to call in, even if I fight with you and disagree, so be it. I really lean on you, and we lean on you for your opinion and your feedback. 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. Yesterday, kind of wrapped up something that's been going on for a week, and what happened was our big boss, Dion, came in here, and I was like, oh, I wonder what he's going to come in here for. Probably something really good and some praise. No, none of that. In fact, it was a verbal beatdown of epic proportions.
That is dramatic.
Listen, coming from you, that can't be possible. But our boss had a conversation with us about a thermostat. Now, why was he in here talking to adults about don't messing with the thermostat, leaving it alone? Because our building is old. It's that time of the year where it goes from, like, you know, cooler to warmer, and they haven't turned on the AC. So you can still adjust the heat to turn the heat down some, but the thing about our old building is that all the rooms, all the different radio stations are connected through vent piping. And if somebody down the hall, the way it's set up here, if they turn up the heat two studios down where our Radio Now studio is, or the Joe and Alex show is, where we're talking out of, it will increase the heat, even if we don't do that or we turn ours down. And somebody adjusted it, which even though the AC wasn't on, they still turned the heat up a little bit in their room. And that affected us down here. Not Alex and Liv, because they're always cold and they're like 100, 150 pounds, somewhere in that range. I'm like 400, so I obviously weigh twice or three times as much. I was physically sweating, sitting, wasn't jogging, wasn't exercising. I was sweating. So I said, you know what? I've had it. I went and talked to this person down the hallway and I was like, hey, please leave the thermostat at 70, 75. So it's average and it keeps us at a decent temp. I come back because I'm sweating. They had it at 85. They had it turned up to the maximum button. That is what started our thermostat war. And I might have taken things a little too far, but sometimes you have to end a war. You have to stop it. You have to go for the final blow. So after 3 days of having this, like, adult, like, you know, back and forth annoyingness, I finally went and I ripped, it's an old school thermostat, I ripped the knob off so you cannot adjust the temperature up or down. And I turned it down to like a decent temperature, then I ripped the knob off, which you should do with your radio, by the way. If you have a knob on your radio, rip it off and keep it on the Joe and Alex show.
Leave it on our show.
On Radio Now. Just turn it up and rip the knob off. So, that happened, and then that girl, props to her, she had some big kahuna. She said, hey, did you take the knob? I was like, yeah. She's like, give it back. I'm like, I'll give it to you after our show ends at 10. Because I was tired of trying to do a show and sweating my hoo-ha off. And then it led to an email. It led to calls back and forth. And you guys were all involved with this. Pork Chop was involved, too, kind of in the middle of the whole thing. So you can chime in at any time with what happened. But this led to our big boss, Dion, coming in studio yesterday and saying, morning show. Am I really having a conversation about the thermostat? I mean,
that's guys, a really good impression,
yeah,
actually.
I mean, come on, like, you are adults here? When we're doing a thermostat conversation? I mean, really?
And then, like, I was proceeding to, like, yes, was it wrong? Was it amateur and childish of me, Joe, from the Joe and Alex show, to rip a knob off another studio? Hell yeah. But you know what? I would do it again today because the squeaky wheel gets the grease, and I will do that. Just like those people we talked about in Joe's Need to Know News that spray-painted wieners around potholes, and now magically the cities will fix them. That's what I am.
But here's the thing, which is what I have been saying. So I have a completely different view on how all of this stuff that's been going down. I think Liv tends to agree with me on this, is that for the last couple weeks, I have been trying to tell Joe, he's been complaining about the lack of air or whatever in the studio, how hot it's been. And I said that. I said, they don't have the air on yet. We're transitioning from spring to summer. So they're just, it's very humid. I could tell that the air wasn't on because you can feel the humidity in the air. And so he's mad at this girl for supposedly adjusting the thermostat, whether
she
was
did.
Or not,
she
though,
did.
It wasn't turned on. There's nothing on.
But she could turn the heat up, which she did.
Okay.
Well,
you don't realize that heat makes your body warm when you sweat.
No, I know, but I'm saying that you claim she did, but she's
it's gonna be hot no matter what.
Yeah, and she claims another thing. And what Alex's point is that it's hot because of
it doesn't matter if she has it on 85 or 55. It's gonna be the same.
Yeah,
same
that's
hot.
That's not true. Our engineer Pork Chop, will you back me up? That's not true.
That's not true, Alex.
Our engineer John, he wouldn't say it in front of Dion, which is fine. I don't expect him to like to argue and like argue with his boss, but he said I was right after the meeting.
What he did say is that I heard you say before, it's kind of goes in a chain and we are at the end. So kind of whatever goes through the whole building, like we get the very end of it. So yes, if we change it, sometimes it doesn't affect it. Because what everyone else has first does.
What I think, okay, so that's fine. Then Joe was right about that. which is fair, I think, to ask her to, you know, that it's too hot in here.
Just leave it.
I think that was fair of Joe to do. However, where Joe took it too far is stomping around and ripping stuff out of other people's studios and throwing a temper tantrum and then confiscating things. First of all, Joe's not a manager, so he can't, like, be telling other people what to do. You can ask our supervisors to take care of
it. What supervisor do we have?
Well right, Dion would be it.
Yeah, Dion, or even the one, like, we have an interim,
but
like, program.
But he already knew about it. I had a conversation with him last week.
Did you talk to our
Our studio door's open right there, and he said, we'll get to it.
Did you talk to our interim program director?
They're in Dallas.
You can't email?
No, I'm not going to email a damn boss over a thermostat. That's stupid.
Well, that's what they said exactly that you should have done when they came in here.
They say that after the fact. Of course they do.
Well, because I think...
It looks bad. Here's the thing. Yeah.
It looks bad that you two aren't on my side.
No,
833 Joe Alex. Liv and Alex should be on my side.
Because you went in there like Joe Rombe and were acting crazy, a temper tantrum like a child, which is what Dion said when he came in here yesterday. And we see this all the time. When you get stressed out or you're pissed off, you throw stuff around and you throw a big hissy fit. And it's a big turnoff.
Okay,
it's a big turnoff. Now, finally, other people in the building are noticing how Joe reacts to stress and things going wrong. It wasn't a good look for you.
I don't care what people think about it.
Well, you should, because that came across really, really rude.
I don't care what they think.
All right. So Joe tried to handle it for 3 days. And let's not forget, Alex, you and Liv are very skinny, so you like it warmer anyway. For someone like Joe, like, it really does affect him.
No,
when
it's actual science.
You don't think that.
Let him finish his point, by the way, because you guys never let him finish talking.
He can't take his clothes off. Like, you can put a blanket on, but he can't take his clothes off.
Okay. Are you done?
Yeah.
You were not here when Joe would turn it to 60 degrees, and me and Alex would be in pain because
so-called
we
pain, could not feel our hands and feet.
Yes, Joe.
Then wear your blanket.
We do.
I did.
We wear coats.
I wore a blanket. I wore my winter coat. I wore my winter hat. I wore my winter coat, and I wore my scarf.
So then what's the answer, Liv? What's the answer?
I was still cold.
The answer is
there has to be a happy medium, but Joe always makes it about
medium.
Joe. You're not. Because Liv and I always freeze to that.
I am fine with it if it's at a decent temperature. If I'm sweating, that's not a happy medium. That is not. If there is sweat dripping down my head sitting here talking.
If we can't feel our hands and feet, that's the exact opposite end of that. So that's not a happy
medium
either.
No, that's my point, because it gets so hot, it needs to be in the middle.
See, I just think that you were in the wrong for ripping off another
studio's dial. I'll admit that, and I'll do it again.
And you did it to us.
You know what?
Immature, and
because it has the attention right now on it.
It's just immature and it's childish.
Yes. But I don't care, and I'm saying you're right. But I don't care, because guess what? All this whining and bitching and complaining I'm doing, even if I look like an a-hole, I don't care, because finally... After all the time I tried to do it the right way and be patient, it's finally happening now. Does anybody agree with me, or are you on Alex and Liv's side? Poor Pork Chop here is in the middle. It's like, I'm storming around
every single time there is a professional crisis. Storming around and throwing temper tantrums is not a professional, mature look for other
employees.
What
do you do, though, when the people around you don't do anything, though?
You let
the managers. It's not your place.
But like,
it's
what I do when like
position.
Previous managers didn't do anything either.
Well, that's previous managers. You didn't work with the manager that we have right
now,
our interim manager.
Him, I don't know if you were here.
He did not talk to our interim boss.
Over a week ago, he talked to Dion.
Our interim boss, he did not
talk
to.
Right, I was the first one to tell her like 2 days ago.
Right, so how come she wasn't talked to at least? That's all I'm saying.
Do I have to repeat myself to 20 people? Like, that's insane.
Well, if that's what it takes, like, that's your job. It's not your job. It's not your place to go in and rip off another studio's little knob.
All right, I see where your alliance lies.
The thing is, not with you in this situation.
It never is. 833 Joe Alex. We will take your calls next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. The number to call in is 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. Or social media, hit us up Twitter and Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show. Is this also on Facebook, Alex? On our Facebook Radio Now?
No.
Okay, well, okay.
I can put it on there. Do you want me to?
Yeah, might as well. That's where the best fights happen, is on Facebook. Yeah, we'll get that too. Just search for Radio Now and give it a like. I started a thermostat war, which ended up yesterday with our big boss coming in here saying, really, morning show? Well, I've got to be in here. Okay, I can't do his thing anymore. But he was pissed that I ripped the knob off of another studio's thermostat because it was just too warm. And we're going back and forth. Alex and Liz are saying that I'm selfish, that I keep it too cold in here when it does work with AC, and that they're sweating to death. I mean, they're freezing to death. They have all their layers of clothes. I'm like, guys, I was literally sweating, dripping down my forehead. We need to have something here in the middle. And I got fed up because nobody's listening to the squeaky wheel, so I got greased. And I ripped that baby off. Now, did I overreact? Did I make the show look bad? Or did I do what I needed to do? Alex and Liv think that I looked childish and immature and made enemies in the building for everybody.
100%.
833-JOE-ALEX is the number. We'll kick it off with Ebony. Hey, you're on the Joe and Alex show. Ebony, how's this looking on me?
Well, I feel like you've already went to who you needed to. You've already said that you went to the big boss over a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
I really feel like Liv and... I forget her name.
Alex.
But yeah, Alex. I feel like they listen to respond. They don't listen to you to comprehend. Every time it's something about you, it's a problem. They have a really hard time to understanding and comprehending anything you have to say.
Where have you been my life, Ebony?
They don't even let you finish a sentence. See how she just tried to cut me off? They don't even let you finish a sentence.
That is
so
true.
So I can definitely understand where you're coming from. You've already said that what you did was childish and you probably shouldn't have done it. You already agree with that. But, okay, you went to who you needed to go to. So, okay, let's make it right now. But to not have your back as your coworker, as your partner, I don't think is right.
Can I ask you a question, Ebony? So what do you think about this? It's hard to see him as a total coworker and as a partner and, like, as a teammate in this situation because Joe has been lying to me and Alex for over a year. He has ripped off the knob on our thermostat. We have directly asked him if he did. He has said no over and over and over again, and clearly he did. He didn't just get the idea like 2 days ago to rip off the knobs in all the other studios when we've been having a battle about the temperature in our own studio last year and because we freeze and he's hot. And so we had this battle. So
do you know why we had this battle? Because Liv, just like our coworker, who I won't name because I already had their big blow up, they would not listen to what I said. Let's keep it here. And then when I go out of the room to go to the bathroom, which I get like 1 second to do during the show, they would turn the knob up hot again.
I would turn it to 75. I
Everyone
would turn it all
Joe.
The he
That's
would turn
all I'm
it.
Hearing.
Ebony, God bless you. You want to come work on the show?
I do.
All right.
Quit, Alex.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's me, Liv,
That's
talking.
Liv.
But it's he would turn it to 60 degrees. I would turn it to 75, which is in the middle, and he would still turn it up to 60 degrees because he did not care that me and Alex were like so
I did
cold.
Care. That's why we got blankets, which you can't use the heated blankets anymore, but you still do that, which messes up
There's
our sound.
Nothing plugged in. I am using the heated blanket without any plugs. There's nothing. It's
our
a blanket.
Engineer, our engineer, who like could be a manager, said not to. But we got
that
you blankets.
No,
we got you snuggies. Like, we tried to be accommodating to
he
you.
He said we can't use a heated blanket
But it's like they don't want to listen to it. They just want to do what they want.
There is nothing plugged in. It's not doing anything. It's a normal
Diane,
blanket.
You're on the Joe and Alex show. What did you want to say?
Hi, good morning. Yes, the reason I'm calling is because we kind of have the same issue at work that, you know, this is our boss. She always keeps it warm and it's getting hot. And my coworker, she's always saying it's hot. And I can understand her. But I think that we all have to come to an agreement to where leave it as, you know, a fair average temperature, but also it's a personal problem. I think it's like a personal thing. If you're still warm, I would buy a personal fan for yourself, you know? And if you're still cold, buy a personal heater. Because I've seen, like, offices, even schools, I'll see it's, like, the blowing AC, and I see the receptionist with the heater behind her. I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, it's hot outside, but yet I can understand that it's cold in there. So you would need, like, something personal to, you know, agree to where everybody has to come to an agreement to not mess with the thermostat.
I would be fine. I don't want Alex and Liv to freeze. I truly, in my heart of hearts, don't. But I also don't want to sweat. Like right now, as we're talking, even though I'm heated, I feel like I'm not going to sweat. Like I could get by in this current temperature right now, how it magically shifted in this old, abandoned, crappy building we work in. Let's see here. What line do we go to now? Let's go to Whitney on the Joe and Alex show. Whitney, what did you want to say?
Hi, guys. So I kind of agree with both of you. I see both of your sides. Alex, I 100% agree with you. Joe should have been a little bit more professional. I mean, we are adults. Let's be professional. But, Joe, I do agree with you that you can't always just go to the managers. I'm a CNA, and literally sometimes in my job I have residents that will beat the living out of me, and I can't fight back. I can't resist. Like, I can't hold their hands down and keep them from hitting me, and I can't just not take care of them. So we, like, tell the nurses or we tell the management, you know, this person's being really difficult. This person's hurting me, like, on a regular basis. And sometimes they literally just won't do anything.
That's got to be frustrating.
I harass them. I literally harass them in the most professional way possible, whether it's, like, sending 20 emails and giving them 15 calls a week. Like, they eventually do it because they get annoyed with the fact that I'm contacting them so often.
Well, it would be a great compromise to be able to give Joe a little fan, or Liv and I have our electric blankets. But like Joe pointed out, they're now saying that we can't plug our electric blankets in the room because they're affecting the way that the mics work.
Behind the scenes stuff, yeah, it'll ruin the broadcast.
Joe can't use a fan because that fan noise will pick up on the mic too and ruin the broadcast.
Yeah, Alex, for my birthday, got me a little portable iPhone fan, which would be great, but I can't use it when we're on the air.
Yeah, so we can't do either, though. So the only thing we have is figuring out temperature. But the point really isn't about, because we, Liv and I, pretty much already gave up on that battle of what it's going to be like in here. We just accepted that Joe's going to keep us so cold that we're pretty much in pain, and it's just whatever because we're sick of arguing with him about it. But the new thing has been like him going in and throwing a temper tantrum and ripping something off the wall in someone else's studio.
I think you're being a bit dramatic calling it a temper tantrum, but like me, I like
that's 100% what it was. You storm around, you stomp, you throw your headphones. You freak out, you know, I'm so effing sick of this, whatever. That's exactly what happened.
Because I am so effing sick of it.
Right, so
it
that's
all
a temper tantrum. That's what it is.
Yeah,
it was
I know.
Unprofessional. It was embarrassing for, I don't know about Porkchop. Well, Porkchop will never give his true opinion. He always has to stay Switzerland. But for Liv
no,
and I, we were embarrassed.
Gives his opinion, but you guys never listen to him at all.
I'm actually
when he does.
Very comfortable, and I've always been comfortable. That's why I bring my jacket.
You were comfortable with him going in and ripping stuff
oh,
off the wall?
No,
that's
that,
what the conversation
is
about.
That I was not comfortable with that. No.
Okay, so like, all of us agree it was embarrassing how you handled that.
And that's fine. Sorry, you guys, if you feel embarrassed.
I did say that when we do this radio show, like having it so hot in here, it really does affect us. Your mind, it affects your mind, and you can't talk
right. I'm telling
right.
you this. Like,
so
I'm
it
not,
needed to get
I'm
fixed.
Not coming in anymore. Like, if it's like super hot, I'm just walking out of the show. They can fire me. I honestly don't care if I can't work in a place where there's some compromise.
Nice,
then
you should
so
do
be
that.
It.
You
it
should sounds do like, that.
Well, then
that sounds really professional.
It'll just be the pork chop show.
Yeah, I'd love to see you guys do it without me. Then you guys would know how
we
painful
have.
It
Anytime
is.
You're sick, we are capable of doing it.
I know, and it, I've heard. That's my point.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Miley Cyrus's husband Liam said that he wants some kids. So Miley Cyrus was asked about that, if they're ready to start trying.
We gotta really get rid of the 15 dogs first. I have 7 dogs, 2 pigs, 4 cats, you know, 3 horses. So I like to have, you know, a big family, a big animal family right now.
So she just wants to stick to animals,
that
no babies.
That is a lot of animals.
I would be so grossed out. That is not my jam. That's like a farm, essentially. Bebe Rexha is shooting down plastic surgery rumors in an interview in Health Magazine. She was asked about the rumors that she allegedly got a nose job or maybe even butt implants, and she said she thinks the rumors are funny. She said, I'm scared to go under the knife. I don't want it to mess up my nose. If I got work done, I would definitely say it. I definitely want to get my boobs lifted one day. If it makes me feel better and sexy, I'm like, do whatever you want. Real Housewives of Beverly Hills star Lisa Rinna and Denise Richards sat down for Bravo TV's after show and discussed their porn watching habits. There's a little content warning with this.
I like nice porn. I don't like dirty right. porn. Like, it has to be pretty. No, you know what I mean? Like, Vivid has some nice porn. But you gotta have the old stuff. The new stuff is like, I don't know, it's like tattoos and I don't know. I like the pretty porn. It's hot. Vintage Vivid is good porn. No, really.
And Marvel Studios will reveal one of their characters is gay. Filmmakers Joe and Anthony Russo said that a character will be revealed as gay in an upcoming movie, and they suggested that it's a person's fans, it's a person that fans actually already know. The new Marvel Studios movie set to come out is Spider-Man Far From Home in July. That is the garbage.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
It's been a while since we've gotten an update with Alex and dating, but this is kind of an interesting little 5-part article. Maybe we'll know if it's time for her to go out there and actually see what's happening. 5 signs you're not ready for a relationship. Alex, let's just go over these and see where they apply to you, and you can kind of give us an update too.
Okay.
As we progress through this.
I've got a pen, so I'm gonna be marking down. Okay.
Do we have enough ink?
Just a recap for those that are new to the show. I broke up with my boyfriend of a year in February, actually on Valentine's Day. And so I've just only been single for like a couple months.
That was a big day, by the way, too, like dramatically to do it on Valentine's Day. Not the day before
or after.
Well,
it wasn't planned. It wasn't planned.
All right, number one, signs you're not ready for a relationship. If you're still hung up on an ex, if you're giving, if you're grieving over an old relationship or find yourself kind of fixated on why the breakup happened in the first place, you're probably not emotionally ready to take on a new relationship. Okay.
Are you still hung up on your ex?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
All right, well then.
I'm working through it. It's a couple months. It's a couple months after. I'm working through all that crap.
That doesn't mean you're bad. 1,000%. Doesn't mean you're bad, just you're not ready. You are not ready.
Yeah, I wouldn't say, am I ready for a boyfriend? I don't think, I'm trying to work towards that. I mean, that is my goal. Like, I want something serious. But am I ready tomorrow to make something serious? No, but that's what I am wanting.
Right.
All right, second thing on here. 5 signs you're not ready for a relationship. We're seeing maybe this applies to you, but Alex, because we want her to go back into the wild. Don't we, like, Liv, we want to release her.
Yes,
but we want her to be free.
I don't want her to go before she's ready.
Yeah, don't jump out of the nest yet. Here we go. You can't imagine yourself making any changes or compromises for another person. Now, they say in this, relationships take work, responsibility, commitment. So think about your crush and ask yourself, am I ready to make changes to some things in my life for this person? If the answer to that is probably not, the chances are you're either content with where you're at
or
you haven't met someone you consider changing your answers. I don't think, unless, I don't know, but from what I always hear, you have your rules, Alex's way. What are you really willing to do to change?
There are some things I cannot control. There are some things
you won't compromise
which
on.
We were fighting about that I was like, you have to be on board with this. I cannot change anything. Hence my job. What I do for a living. I cannot help that I'm a public figure, and that part of my life is that not only are we public figures, but we are expected to professionally share about our personal life. He could not get on board with that. I was trying to explain to him that, but there were other things going on that I felt like I was actively compromising on and showing him, like, look, I'm doing this for you. I'm really trying here, whatever, and it just never seemed good enough. It felt like I was the one that was willing to compromise and he wasn't.
What do you mind sharing, like, maybe one of those things?
Like, what did you compromise?
I mean, just little things, like, you know, we never ever went on, like, for the most part, date nights. I wanted to do things like that.
No, but what did you compromise
on? Like, what did
you... Doing everything he wanted to do.
Oh, okay. Well, okay.
I mean, taking him to, like a concert he wanted to go to. Things like that. Just, like, I felt like I was trying to do things like that, little things, offering to go. I hate doing things like going and cleaning someone's house for them or things like that. I offered to do that to surprise him. Willing to... there's a lot of things that I said I would do. It just never seemed like, the answer I would get was, but I'm still worried about your job. I hate your job. That's what I would get.
Okay, so 2, we won't mark down. 2, you're willing to make compromises.
But I truly feel, not for the sake of argument, I feel like that would be a markdown.
But I'm not in a relationship with you, Joe, in a romantic way. Professionally, and how I think a morning show should run, me and you differ. So yes, we do. It is hard for us to compromise on that. But as far as romantically,
she's ready, and she did make compromise.
I know, but okay, take out the professional relationship then, if that is different though. But it seems like you've had complaints about how they, like, wouldn't compromise. I don't know.
That's what I'm saying.
We only hear one side. I'm not saying you're lying, but I wonder how they feel about it, too.
Okay, so question.
Yeah, they feel like I should compromise on my job. The answer that you would get is that I should not share anything about my personal life. Now, you as my co-host, who's supposed to do a pop radio morning show with me, how would you feel about that compromise?
Of course not.
Okay, so that's the problem.
That's, like, the one thing that you won't compromise on. Other stuff you will compromise on.
Yes.
Number 3 on this list, the people you're pursuing are unavailable and interested and are not interested in commitment. I don't think that's you, right? Like, when you do pursue somebody, they're usually not people that are on Tinder like, hey, you want to hook up? Because obviously you put it out there, you're waiting till you're married.
I'm trying to find someone who is ready for commitment. Once I'm told that they're not, then I
dip out. Okay, I have a question. Do you do anything else? Because, like, the basis of this point is that, like, you're kind of self-sabotaging. Is there anything else that you look for in a guy that you have been, like, attracted to that you might be maybe a little self-sabotaging?
I mean, you tell me.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know the ins and outs of
I self-sabotage as in sometimes whenever I'm feeling like, this is too good to be true, whatever, you know, other things. And I can pick little fights to start fighting.
Okay. Like the love thing or different things. Like, I feel like if you let it breathe, it'll be okay. And you'll like, there's no way this is possible. So let's see if I can prove it's not.
I think that my gut, basically the things that you guys all said, I was the Chicken Little crying, the sky's falling. When I was doing that stuff, all those things that I had concerns about, those ended up being true. Throughout the course of our breakup, then I found out that, okay, yeah, I was right about that. Right. That like, was a huge concern. That was a red flag. So those, I know you guys think, you need to be so chill and relaxed, but I always have an intuition about these things.
So I won't mark that because I don't think you're self-sabotaging as far as I'm like who you're picking
no,
out.
No, I think I pick good guys.
These are signs you're not ready for a relationship. Maybe they'd apply to you, and we're trying to see if we can send Alex out into the world and maybe go on a date sometime. You're lonely or bored and think a relationship might fix that. I mean, and there's nothing wrong with it, but you have confided that, you know, you kind of are lonely.
Lonely, yes.
But are you going out in a relationship? I mean, would you want to go out now if you started dating just because you're lonely? Is that the only reason why?
I have a date tonight.
You what?
Yeah. What? I have a date tonight. It's my first date since I've been single. And I'm just trying to be excited. First of all, I hate first dates.
Who's this date with? Who's this guy?
It's just somebody I met on a dating app.
Not even worth a nickname yet?
No.
Okay, we'll wait till after.
Is he hot?
How the date goes.
He grew up on a farm.
Well, that could be a lot of things.
He could be like...
He could be fugly or he could be handsome.
No, he's handsome. But I'm saying like his nickname could be like farmer
farm
somebody
boy.
Or farm boy. Yeah.
Dude, I think people who grew up on farms are so intriguing.
We have a lot of things in common, which makes me a little bit more, feel more optimistic about it.
Okay, that's like the opposite of number three.
Hold on though. What are like some of the top things you have in common?
We're
scratching the surface.
We're both obsessed with The Office, which is like one of my biggest things.
Yeah.
He actually knows the show and stuff, which I really like. He is conservative and listens and watches all the same things I do, and we can talk about that, which is like refreshing. That's really hard to find someone who really is into politics like I am. He is a Christian. He seems pretty outgoing. He's a young professional, so he has like a legit career.
What's he do?
That is I'm not kidding you, not over exaggerating. My friend asked me that last night, and I had to ask him to type out like several, it was several paragraphs long to explain it because it's so confusing.
You also have another thing in common. You guys like to take selfies.
I showed Liv his Instagram.
Oh, okay, Liv.
I don't take selfies that often.
How does it look?
It looks fine.
Liv thought it was weird. I think he looked normal.
What's weird about it? What's weird?
I thought it was funny that he took like a selfie being like dead serious.
Ooh. I think that's any guy that takes a selfie. What do you think they're supposed to do? Stick their tongue out or something?
No. I'm saying like, I have friends who will like ironically post a selfie on like Instagram.
Like a joke.
And be like, hey, buy my like sugar bear hair pills. Like it's like a joke.
Right.
Okay. They're joking.
I see what you're saying. I didn't have a problem with it. Liv noticed that and brought that up right away. I didn't see anything wrong with it.
Okay. And the final thing right here. I need to find out more now. I'm intrigued. I got to see this profile. You feel like you need a relationship because everyone else has one. Now, let me explain more into that. Because I don't think that's you. I mean, I know you don't like to be lonely, but I don't think you feel that way. With couples plastered all over your Instagram, the feed there, it's easy to feel like you're the only person in the whole world without a partner. But that's not true. Now, if your main reason for wanting a partner is because you want someone to post about Man Crush Monday or have them do Women Crush Wednesday or Valentine's Day, then don't enter that relationship for likes. Now, obviously, it's our job, but you never post thing. I mean, I guess our job's unique because I know you love posting things with you and your significant on there. You really like posting pictures, and that's always been a problem. We're like, no, do not post a photo of us.
Right.
So that's just because you want to do it more, not for the likes, you're saying, just more because of who you guys are, like as an item.
Yeah, I just like sharing that with people.
Okay. So are we releasing her out into the wild?
I think we're releasing her out in the wild because truly there was only one.
I'm taking steps.
And it was her still being hung up on an ex. But I think that maybe, you know, sometimes you got to get under someone else to get over someone.
All right. Solid dating advice from Liv the Web Girl here on the Joe and Alex Show.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. Come on, sing it. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. Oh, yeah. It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
West Virginia is one of my favorite places to go for a dummy of the day, but you know what? We don't get stories from there as often as we should, but we got one today. a West Virginia woman, broke into a home. She started petting the homeowner's dog and then did some dishes. Started washing them.
That's a mountain mama for you.
The victim said the woman sat on a couch to pet the dog after breaking in. She then washed some of the dishes and then she left the house. Police received a call a short time later because the woman was knocking on the doors in the neighborhood. She was arrested and charged with burglary. Cops say the woman was on drugs. Well, really? What do you think there? That's a surprise?
Don't arrest her. Like, she can come to my house. Like, if that's what you want to do is you want to break and enter so that you can wash my dishes and pet my dog, be my guest.
No kidding. I'll start tipping her with more drugs. Just let us know what the heck she's taking. That's your dummy of the day here on the Joe and Alex Show. It's the Joe and Alex Show on radio now, and we've talked about this a few times. You can see, actually, the damage done by a drunk driver that pretty much, I think, totaled out. We're waiting to hear from the insurance company. My Jeep Rubicon I got from Champion Crusher Jeep Dodge Ram, I was driving that, and yesterday they finally picked it up, and I met this guy who was really cool. He actually is like, "You're not Joe from the Joe and Alex Show, are you?" I'm like, "Yeah, I am." The guy's name is Brian, and he's like, "Oh, I listen to your guys' show, and I know you drive a Jeep." It's like, "Well, I used to, not anymore." But he was a cool guy, really likes the show. He's originally from Florida, but he moved to town about 3 years ago with his wife, and I just thought that was a cool compliment. We love hearing from people when you like the show, because we don't know unless you say something.
So yeah.
That was pretty interesting, but he's a tow truck driver, and we got about 10, 20 minutes while he's doing all the stuff. I'm just shooting the breeze, and I was like, "So, if you don't mind me asking, how'd you get into this line of work?" And it was just kind of cool. Well, not really. It wasn't cool, but I found it interesting. He got hit by a semi-truck. Like, the truck merged into him and kind of put him into, a little guardrail. It didn't see him in the blind spot. And he scared the crap out of him, he said. Like,
Holy cow.
Pooped his pants. But he survived. He was okay. His truck was just destroyed. And he just started talking to the wrecker guy, kind of like how I was.
And he felt like it was what he was meant to do with his life?
He just talked to him more about the job. And he's like, "Well, we're hiring. You just have to get this license." So he went, he just felt compelled to do it. So he went, he got the license, and then he became one. And then just talking to him, I was like, he's like, "Well, actually, I know your Jeep looks really bad, but, dude, I've seen much worse." And he showed me some photos. Because I was telling him, I'm really upset of just the fact of what could have happened, not that would happen, because it's just a vehicle. I mean, honestly, I wish it wouldn't happen, but I don't care if that thing was smashed to pieces. I would have been feeling bad if somebody would have got hurt or killed.
Of course.
And the person that hit my Jeep never stopped. Like, they didn't stop at the stop sign three houses down from me. They ran right through the intersection. He's like, "Dude," he told me a story about this guy. He's from another country. He didn't remember which one it was, but this guy was in a car accident when he was a kid. Their family pulled out in a minivan, and I think he was in the back row or whatever, but they got broadsided by a cement truck, like one of those big concrete mixing trucks.
Right.
Killed the mom and the grandma.
Okay.
And then a few of the years later, his dad got killed by a drunk driver.
What the heck, man?
Like, just these stories you hear, and I know they're all sad and involving death. There's also good stories, too. Like, you roll up on a berth or something, but he told me just to go to show. We hear all these cop stories, or from the show Cops or Live PD, about people running from the cops. And like, "Well, do you know why I was going to pull you over? The dumbest reasons." He told me about a car accident that he rolled up to. The first time it was a fatality that he was at. It was in 2017, and this guy hit speeds of 130 miles per hour, like in his Honda.
Holy
smokes. Which is incredible. The guy lost control, went into a lake at about 100 miles per hour. He was dead. The car looked like a little tin box, and it was done. The guy was killed on impact. But he's like, the officer was going to pull him over. The guy was drunk. He was intoxicated. That's why they think he ran. But the guy had a burnt out light, and the officer's going to say, "Give him a fix-it ticket. Like, hey, man, make sure you got that tail light." The license plate light was out.
He ran away, and that's all it was, but then he just decided to run from the cops.
That's what the cop says from that situation.
He must have had a warrant out, or he must have had something else that he was worried about getting caught with. That makes no sense.
But people are, you know what, though, when you're drunk, though, you're not in your right sense.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Drunk, sure. Yeah,
he was intoxicated.
Oh, well, then he was scared of getting in trouble for a DUI.
Must be, and it was something so simple like that. But I don't know why. Like, that always seems like one job, and I'm not saying it's easy, because he was busting his butt. I mean, he was working hard, loading it up, then sweeping up the area because there's still some debris from the original accident that they put down there. And I was like, man, like, that just seems like a cool job. Would you ever want to do something like that?
No.
I don't know why it's so interesting to me.
No.
Not me. I am not into, big trucks and things like that.
No.
Like, I get weirded out, having to drive a minivan or something, because it's just such a big vehicle.
Same.
So I couldn't drive a tow truck or be a bus driver or whatever. Like, I just feel like that's really tough, to maneuver something that big.
Yeah, I couldn't do that. And, I wouldn't honestly, want the responsibility of having, a giant, not even my big truck, but a car onto my big truck. I don't want that responsibility. Or I wreck into stuff sometimes. I do. I'll admit it. I'm not a good driver. That's not a good situation to be a bad driver.
Well, if you pick up somebody who's stranded and their car's broken down, then you have to drive with them and maybe a few hours by yourself
and
in this vehicle.
And they could be Ted Bundy.
Yeah, they could be a psycho.
Oh, my gosh.
Wait, but also this kind of like your crazy story about death like reminded me of a crazy story. My boyfriend, Joel Daddy, his coworker, like one of a real estate agent he works with, his wife has had 19 family deaths.
Get
in
out of
a
here, man.
Year.
Put me what? In a padded
in a
room.
Year.
Leave her alone. Like, I wouldn't buy from her anything.
How scary is that? She's not a real estate agent. Her husband is. But how?
Don't buy a house from him either.
Scary. How hard would it be to just keep going and trucking along?
I've never even heard of anything like that.
Isn't that crazy?
I can't imagine.
I could not imagine.
It's just Final Destination stuff right there. You can't escape it.
Crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy. So sad.
Well, shout out to our men and women. Be careful out there, too. And you see somebody pulled over on the road, I know it could be annoying. Get into the middle of the left lane. Like, that way they have plenty of room if they're changing a tire or anything. Because so many people get injured or even worse, killed because of stuff like that. But I really appreciate, Brian listening to the show and for giving me the tow. Now, if I can just get my Jeep back, that'd be awesome. We're the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. We are the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. That will do it for a Thursday. If you missed Ask Alex or maybe the big thermostat war where we went to battle and I think I was killed by my own team, it's okay. I'm not upset about it. You can check it out online at joeandalexshow.com. Hey, and podcast too. Have we hit 3 million listens? Because I know we're pretty dang close. Mm-hmm. If you want to check the audio boom, Alex, maybe. But
2.97 mil.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you guys
we are very
so
close.
Much. Because we make no money off of that, but I wish we did. We'd be billionaires. But it is cool that people listen to The Joe and Alex Show and that you share it with your friends and family. Search for us, The Joe and Alex Show, anywhere you get podcasts. Subscribe, give us a little 5-star review, and drop a comment so other people can see that. What do you got going on today, Alex?
I have my first date tonight, so I'm not excited at all. I hate first dates. This is my first date since I've been single for the last couple months, so
dude.
I am just trying. I'm trying.
Will you kiss?
I'm so excited.
Will you kiss if it goes well?
No.
Even if it goes
really?
Well?
No. I'm not ready.
Did you forget?
I'm not ready to be kissing.
What
no.
if he kisses
well, that's
you?
That's fair.
I don't want to do that yet.
Okay.
That's
what about
fair.
You, Liv?
I am going to work out today. Hopefully, I need to get my butt in the gym because I didn't go yesterday. But talking about podcast listening, I had to bribe one of my friends to listen to our podcast.
Well, that makes us feel great.
Because I know.
Thanks,
Mom. I think it's more of an attack against me, but he said that he would only listen if I said Cam Brown 2020.
Watch out
for Cam Brown, guys.
All right. Wow.
Yeah.
We really sell ourselves out for anything.
Yeah, but seriously, don't vote for him if he ever does run for anything.
Okay.
That's hilarious.
Now, Pork Chop, I hear you've got a busy night tonight that some would say is life-changing.
Oh, yeah. I am so excited. Today's Thursday, because remember what happens on Thursdays, right?
Trivia.
Family Feud Trivia at the Britain Tavern.
Honestly, I know we make fun of you. I'm so happy of how happy it makes you.
No, it does. I'm so happy. So, yeah, it's Family Feud Trivia at the Britain Tavern up in Fishers. And actually, a listener wrote DM'd me on Instagram. Her name's Alyssa. She was like, hey, like, it sounds like fun, and I love that type of stuff. She was like, can I come? And I was like, yeah. So, Alyssa, you have to come tonight. Bring your boyfriend. She said her boyfriend might come. So, I'm so excited.
Does Chase, your boyfriend, ever go with you?
Yeah, he went last week, and he actually had a good time.
Oh, did he have fun?
Yeah.
I feel like you would like trivia. I would just like to listen to his comments on other people's answers, because I feel like they would
but
be
it's
so
it's
snarky.
Not trivia,
that was the
though.
Dumbest
he
answer
is
I've ever
so
heard.
So snarky. I live
I
for
love
it.
Love it.
Live for it.
Love it.
It's not trivia, though. It's family. Remember how we played Family Feud the other day?
We need to have Chase on the show because
I agree.
The most interesting thing about Chase is that he's the complete opposite of Porkchop's personality.
Yeah, he's like a third Alex or Liv. It's like a three of us right there. You got them all together. You have so much fun in your life, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, hey, we can't do any of that. Oh, by the way, we got Joe and Alex Show Book Buddies. That's where we're going right now. So let's get the heck out of here. We got to say goodbye. So Alex, Liv, the web girl, Porkchop, myself, Joe, let's do it.
Bye. Bye.